From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome into this Tuesday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio this morning. LSU has a football coach. The carousel continues to turn.
Move your chair this way just a little. There you go. Right there.
That's good?
Yeah, it's better. And okay. Now the thing's in your way a little bit. It doesn't matter. Do whatever you want to do. No one cares.
Is it all right?
It's fine.
Okay. I'll look at it in a minute. We'll figure it out. So that almost potentially.
Move, I had to move stuff over the weekend a little bit, and the inch has thrown things off.
Yeah. You hate touching things over here.
That's what she said.
Yeah. So Ole Miss may have a quarterback in tow from the transfer portal. I don't know. We'll hit that. And plenty more things coming up on today's show. A show brought to you every single day by the Oxford Exxon, Highway 6 West in Oxford. Remember, any Blue Sky location in Mississippi right now, they're giving away 1,000 free points, which is just an easy $10. All you got to do is when you go to the pump at a Blue Sky location in Mississippi, a little QR code, I need you to scan that thing. When you do that, it'll take you to the Exxon mobile app. You hit a couple buttons, 1,000 points, $10 in rewards immediately right there on that tank of gas you were picking up. That is with any Blue Sky location in Mississippi. And remember, you'll just keep earning points. You'll continue to save money all the time with the Oxford Exxon. Again, coming to you from the Clark Ford studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900. Call that number. Ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford problem, what Ford product you're looking for. And Corey will send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. Right to the bottom line. No hassle. No haggle. You get your quote. The rest is up to you. You can shop it around. You can do what I've done, what I recommend that you do, and that's hop into a Clark Ford today. You will not regret it. You will love the product. You will love the service. And Corey and the people at Clark Ford, they always tell you they want to be your car guy. They want to be your truck guy. People say, what does that mean? Call the number. You'll start to find out. 662-257-1900. Guest, join us on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline. Rafters Music and Food on the square in Oxford for coming up this weekend for basketball or just to hang out, do some Christmas shopping around town, whatever the case may be. Stop in at Rafters, get a burger, a po' boy, have a beer, cocktail, appetizers, all that at Rafters on the square in Oxford and also Rafters in New Albany.
So
let's start with Dylan Gabriel real quick.
Okay.
It's not done. I don't know.
I think somebody hit a button. So
they need to go unhit the button.
It was 8:15. This is 8:15 a.m. So look, at 8:19, who the hell knows in this world right now with college football? But at 8:15 a.m., Dylan Gabriel is flipped to having transferred to Ole Miss. Dylan Gabriel is the UCF quarterback. Jeff Lebby coached him at UCF, and in the 24/7 database, 24/7, right? Okay, yeah, I'm getting my networks mixed up. 24/7 database.
See, that's the advantage of me. I don't look at any of them, yeah. So I don't get them confused.
They have Gabriel having flipped over to committed. And I, as being well aware of these databases over the years, I understand how that could happen, but I think at this moment it is premature. Neil has sources telling him it's premature.
As of 7 a.m. this morning.
It would have been a shock to them.
It was news to Ole Miss.
Yes. Now they would like him to come in. I think he has been targeted as the number one target for their quarterback for the transfer portal for next season, if we're just being completely honest.
I think so. I'm not as prepared to say it as definitively as you just said it.
I don't see him coming. Like, okay, I guess I'll put it this way. If he does show up, it is because he is the quarterback next season, in my opinion.
If he arrives.
Correct. Yeah.
On
campus.
Not the visit. Enrolls in class. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I think that in some ways it's tied to what else we're talking about today with Jeff Lebby. I mean, it would be a really weird situation because there's several media members saying that Jeff Lebby, Brett Venerables is the likely next head coach at Oklahoma per a lot of media reports. I'm kind of all over the place. If that is the case, there are also media members saying that he would target Jeff Lebby as his number one option for offensive coordinator. Lebby went to school at Oklahoma. He's from there, very well versed with the Sooners program. My point being, it would be a really weird situation if Gabriel comes to Ole Miss and then Lebby ends up leaving for Oklahoma like 2 days later. Anything's possible, and as Neil was talking about when we were just having a conversation prior to hitting record button, I mean, Jeff Lebby's not going to tie his complete future to Dylan Gabriel, But at the same time, you have to think that there's some concert there and that those would be connected. That if Gabriel shows up, it at least is somewhat of a sign of Lebby remaining in Oxford for another season.
Yeah, and just to clarify, because I know you're saying this, but people are going to hear something else because they're listening with their hearts. When you say shows up, you mean enrolls.
That is correct, yes.
Yes, not for the visit.
No, I mean, I think that...
Yeah, I agree with Grind about Harsin. I don't think Harsin can get the Washington job.
No.
His problem. Oh, we're jumping around. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. What else you got on Gabriel? What do you got?
Got 3 years of eligibility left.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize
and,
that.
And by the end here, has not been super popular with his teammates. He's got a lot of stuff he's got to work on.
So kind of a Spencer Rattler gene, except longer.
Yeah.
Got more availability left.
Yeah. He's got to get kind of cleaned up a little bit if he comes. But now look, and you know, I was having this conversation with people yesterday in coaching. They were like, you know, it's funny, these kids, when you still have the card in your back pocket, the one time get out of jail transfer fee portal free card, you have power, you have leverage. Life's about leverage. Once you play that card at your new place, you can't walk around going, hey, guess what, man? If I don't like it here, if you treat me like whatever, I'm out. I'm going to transfer to wherever. Okay, well, you're going to sit a year. And in today's market, is anybody really going to take you and put you on scholarship to sit a year? I mean, yeah, if you're a superstar. But if you're just another dude, no. So for a Dylan Gabriel, whether it's Ole Miss or wherever else he ends up, and he was telling people on Saturday that it was Ole Miss. He was telling people on Saturday, though, that it's all tied to Lebby completely.
Which is understandable. He knows
Of course, he knows Jeff, yeah. And he was the one.
He sees Matt Corral, he knows Lebby, and goes, yeah, sure, that sounds great. Let's go
well,
do that.
Well, he was the guy, if you remember a year ago, when there was the player push to hire Jeff Lebby at UCF. Oh, yeah. Dylan Gabriel is the player that spearheaded that.
So he's tight with Jeff.
Threw quite the tantrum when Lebby did not get the job. Malzahn had to spend a good bit of time
dealing with his quarterback,
re-recruiting his quarterback.
Yeah,
and Gabriel won the job, and then he broke his collarbone, and he was healthy enough at the end to return, and chose not to because he wanted to preserve his medical redshirt. So he's got a COVID year, and a medical year, and then a year. Okay. So he's got 3 years. So
and now the odds of that are not good. But yeah.
Really good deep ball. Athletic kid, he's left-handed, Hawaiian.
Can we do one thing? Can we not compare him to Matt Corral the entire time? Because that is completely unfair to Dylan Gabriel.
Well, yeah. Oh, I thought you were about to say like Jordan Tamu or someone.
No. I'm saying that like on the message board, it's like, well, yeah, but he doesn't do this as well as Matt. Or what if he doesn't do this as well as Matt? It's like you have the number one quarterback in the country. Okay,
yeah, listen,
like, let's reset the expectations a little bit.
There are things Baker Mayfield does not do as well as Matt.
Yeah. So just.
If I called Baker Mayfield today and said, hey, this is completely private, no one will ever know that you said this, would you like to trade arms with Matt Corral? He'd say yes.
Yes. He would like Matt's release.
And that would make him a better NFL quarterback.
Yes.
Because he's got all the other intangibles.
So, this point being, I mean, Dylan Gabriel is a very effective college quarterback. He can be an incredibly good college quarterback for Ole Miss without being Matt Corral. So, just that's all I'm saying. So anyway, I would assume movement on this does happen fairly quickly, though. I mean, he's trying to potentially come in this week.
He's coming in on a visit this weekend. I've got a list here of guys that are visiting.
Right now, it doesn't even feel like there's a ton of other people on Gabriel that Ole Miss is the clear cut favorite, barring any offensive coordinator changes. Frankly,
yeah, I think that's probably safe. There's so much going on in college football right now that making. I will just say this. If anybody's out there making bold predictions, they either really know something or they're really making something up. Because there's a lot of moving pieces right now. I'll give you an example on Jeff Lebby. The former AD at UCF, former assistant AD at UCF, is now the AD at Louisiana Tech, I think. Louisiana Tech fired Skip Holtz. Is that his name?
Yes. I'm just Lou's kid.
Yeah, Lou's kid.
Yeah.
So Skip Holtz is out. They're looking for a coach, and I know one of the names on their very short list is Jeff Lebby. The problem is Louisiana Tech has made so many stupid, unforced errors. If they were the tennis player, they are the tennis guy that keeps hitting the ball long, hitting the ball into the net, just killing yourself.
Okay.
Conference stuff. They got arrogant about conference stuff. They got stuck in Conference USA, which is now a dead league, basically. Isn't that what they're in?
They're in Conference USA.
Pull up Conference USA. I don't know who the hell's in that league. It's like Old Dominion and stuff.
Southern Miss.
But they're moving. Southern Miss is going to Sunbelt.
That's right, yeah. All right, the 2021 Conference USA football standings are as followed.
Mm-hmm.
The division with Louisiana Tech is Texas San Antonio, UAB, who's leaving, North Texas, UTEP, Rice, Southern Miss. The other division is Western Kentucky, Marshall, Old Dominion, Middle Tennessee, FAU, Charlotte, and FIU.
See, if you're in Ruston, Louisiana, you grow up in Texas regional school, like most schools. Their student base, for the most part, is East Texas, North Louisiana, Southern Arkansas. Okay, that's who makes up that school for the most part. Some South Louisiana kids, but not
Liberty's coming to see USA. That's right.
Okay. Oh, well, that changes everything. Because now you get to play a game, and on Friday night you can watch. Never mind. There's no affiliation there, and if you ask a bunch of guys from North Louisiana, hey, you can go watch Ole Miss play Rice, or you can go duck hunting. Well, they're going to go duck hunting.
Mm-hmm.
The game's not on TV. There's nothing they can do with it. There's other things they can do with their time.
Yeah, hey, Western Kentucky's in town.
But, you know, if they were in the Sun Belt with ULL and with ULM and Arkansas State and some of those teams that make a lot of sense from a rivalry standpoint, you'd have a different deal. But they were arrogant about it. Anyway, long story short, they only have about $1 million a year to pay their head coach. And Jeff Lebby doubles that at Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Or at Oklahoma, presumably.
Yeah, sure.
If he were to
go. Lebby would be getting a bump right here, too. I mean, he's about to make more here than he's currently making.
My assumption, based on everything that we've been told, and from a money standpoint, the stuff that we're hearing is turning out to be true, is that Ole Miss is prepared to pay Lebby $2 million.
Yeah, I think that's very
the OC.
Yeah.
Which would tell you that if he were to go to Oklahoma with Chase, why can I not remember Brent Venables' name ever?
You've really struggled with that, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess because he's been off the radar for so long as the DC there.
Yeah, Lebby's currently making 1.2 this season.
Okay, well,
pre-bonus.
I'm told that.
Yeah, round two is what the
they're going to get him to about $2 million.
Yeah, correct.
You know, Lebby's deal with Oklahoma is interesting, right? If you took that, so here's what I was told yesterday. We're jumping around, but here's how the Lebby thing came about. There's so much happening. Oh, my brother's in the thread. Hey, Ryan. Hope you're doing well. So the early rumor was that Oklahoma was hiring Venables and that Venables was going to hire Kendall Briles from Arkansas as his offensive coordinator at Oklahoma, which was interesting to me because earlier in the day, in another conversation, I had heard from someone at Arkansas that Arkansas, coming off this successful season, very successful at the gate, all of that, they've made money. They were obviously prepared to give Sam Pittman a pretty significant bump in his pay. I think Pittman was making $3.25 million, and I think they were prepared to get him closer to $5.5 million.
Okay.
And I think that
yeah, $3.25 million.
Pittman was like, nope, listen, I'll take a bump, obviously, because no one's turning down free money, but I'd rather bump up coordinators and staff and add more analyst staff with that money. And so my understanding from earlier in the day was that Kendall Briles was staying at Arkansas with a big bump. I mean, a big bump.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was, when the person told me that, I was like, oh, that's kind of surprising because I just heard this. And so subsequently, as the day went on, the shift in the conversation went from Briles to Lebby. And I wonder if that's just because, okay, well, we'll move to the next guy. To me, it's not a no-brainer for Jeff Lebby to leave Ole Miss and to go to Oklahoma. I know there's an affiliation and all that. The coaches that I know who are pretty good will tell you that going to your alma mater is a surefire way to one day hate your alma mater.
Yeah.
A lot of them will tell you, I'm not doing it unless it's just the best job ever.
Yeah.
Because you can get stuck there and you get known as a...
And definitely not an equivalent OC. I mean...
Well, like Derek Nix now, yeah. At his point. This is no knock on Derek at all, but Derek is seen as an Ole Miss guy.
Yeah.
Well, Derek's not an Ole Miss guy.
Yeah.
You can stay someplace too long.
Yeah.
And, you know, and people say, well, Derek couldn't recruit anywhere outside of Mississippi, which is completely unfair to Derek Nix.
Yeah.
What makes you say that? I mean, recruiting's recruiting, right? Yeah. So, but you can get yourself in that trap. And so I would be, if I were Lebby, the advantage to Oklahoma would be if the offense takes off and you're rolling, it's your offense. Like at Ole Miss, even though Lebby does a lot of the play calling.
And it still feels like it's still PR-wise Kiffin's offense.
Lebby leads the offensive meetings.
Yeah.
Lebby does all the install.
Yeah.
Lebby does all the game plan.
It's his offense.
It's his offense. It's his offensive game plan.
Yeah.
Yet when Ole Miss rolls up 50-something points.
God, look at Kiffin.
That's, hey, look at the clipboard flying through the air, which has to be, I mean, it has to be maddening, right? I mean, to be like, you know, because everybody's got an ego. I mean, you know, he's got to be like, hey, man, that was my play. We worked on that on Tuesday. Like, you know, yeah. I mean, so I'm sure that crosses his mind a little bit. The flip side of it, obviously, is this. The longer that Jeff Lebby stays at Ole Miss as the offensive coordinator and refines his skills and builds contacts in the state, in the community, among the alumni base, the better chance that if the day comes, and in today's college football, if you don't think this day could come.
Yeah, I don't know when it's coming, but
God,
it's coming.
God bless you.
Yeah.
If you don't think that the day is potentially coming when someone goes to Lane Kiffin, hey, guess what? Here's $14 million a year. Come. And boom, there's a meeting called.
Yeah. Whether it's in a week or whether it's in 7 years, Lebby will be on a short list to be Ole Miss's next head football coach, and to stay in that environment and to wait that out plays into this decision, there's no doubt.
Agreed. So to me, if I'm Jeff Lebby, the job that is more interesting to me than the Oklahoma offensive coordinator job, and again, I don't know what his relationship is or is not with Brent Venables. They might be the fastest of friends. It might be one of those deals where their families are intertwined. Yeah. I don't know, right? But the ULL head coaching job would be the one that would interest me the most. And ULL is going to kind of play it cool until Saturday's over. Mm-hmm. Because Billy Napier, to his everlasting credit, and I do think this deserves a ton of credit in today's football, Billy Napier told Florida flat out, I am not leaving Lafayette until that game's over. Mm-hmm. I'll get up extra early and I'll stay up extra late working on Florida stuff. But I'm putting in the exact same hours for this game that I would put in for this game if I weren't leaving for Florida. Mm. And if that isn't amenable to you, then I'm out. It's a non-starter.
Yeah.
And Scott Strickland, to his credit, goes, no, you're my guy. I'm not crazy about that, but that's cool. It's 1 week.
Yeah.
Our roster's
a nightmare anyway.
It's shambles anyway, so
yeah.
This is just another aftershock. But if I'm, you know, and ULL in turn is like, hey, we're not going to do anything that creates distractions this week. Let's win this game against App State. Let's get our bid to the New Orleans Bowl, Gasparilla Bowl or whatever the hell it is, and whatever. But you get your Sun Belt title, and that's a big deal.
Yeah, sure.
It is. And we talk about that all the time. I mean, if you win the Division II title, the day that you win the Division II title, you feel really damn good about it.
Yeah, you're the champion. You don't go, God, we'd lose to Alabama.
No, and so, you know, you win the Sun Belt title, you don't go, well, yeah, that kind of sucks because we'd get smoked by Georgia. No, Sun Belt champs. That's your league, and you won it. Yeah. So it matters to them, and they're going to go play it. I've heard Lebby is on the short list there. Now, how short is that list? I don't know. No clue. But that would be the job that is more intriguing to me because Billy has left a really strong roster, a really good culture. It's a good league. It's a competitive league, but they dominate that league. And that would be the job that if Jeff, and I know Jeff wants to be, or I'm told, I don't know Jeff, but I'm told he wants to be a Power 5 head coach. And if he does want to be a Power 5 head coach, that's That's certainly a path to it, obviously, as Billy Napier can attest.
Yeah.
But I don't know that jumping to Oklahoma and starting over a little bit in a at a school that – here's the problem with Oklahoma, too, and I'm sorry, I'm jumping around. The steroids are just woo. You're in Oklahoma next year. Is next year the last year in the Big 12? Or are you playing another couple of years in the Big 12? Are you jumping into the SEC? Do you need to be recruiting for the SEC yet playing in the Big 12 for the next 3 years? What do you tell those kids? If you're Oklahoma and you're out on the recruiting trail today, what are you telling a kid when a kid goes, hey, coach, what league am I going to be playing in when I'm a sophomore? Well, one of two.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't a bad, that's not a great answer.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I don't know what you can tell guys. I just – I don't know. I don't get the sense that that's – I know that rumor's out there, and I think it's one of two things. It's either absolutely the facts, which I don't believe, or it's a bunch of media, and we've talked about this before, where there is no news.
They fill it.
You fill it with crap.
Yeah.
And Lebby's an, he's a rising star in the business. He's got a really good name. He's coming off of a really impressive season at Ole Miss with Matt Corral, and Jeff absolutely deserves a ton of the credit. And in the business, he gets it. He does it among fans, but he does them in the business. And so, you know, it's kind of a risky move for him in some ways if he does that. The ULL thing to me is a no-brainer.
Yeah. I don't know. Just what Ole Miss may or not be down the road for Lebby is the interesting factor here. But anyway, we've got plenty more on the coaching carousel, Brian Kelly, and more in a second. First, about Northeast Spark, NESPARC.com, service people across rural communities. Two packages, the Ignite 100 Mbps or the Blaze, the 1 gig that powers the Clark Ford Studio. I've got it at home as well. Your hometown team bringing you world-class broadband. That's NESpark with a C.com. 662-238-3159. Phone service, portal controls, network security, and plenty more. So, again, give them a call, 662-238-3159.
We are also brought to you by Walk-On Sports Bistro. They put everything they've got into bringing you game day with the taste of Louisiana. Dig into their mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine. Po' boys, gumbo, voodoo shrimp, juicy burgers, fresh salads, and more. All there at Walk-On, 720 Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland, and coming very soon, I think it's a matter of days, at 1737B University Avenue in Oxford. We're also brought to you by Brothrow. It's a social sports betting network, free to use. No third party, no juice. Over time, it's going to save you money. Payment happens within 24 hours of the conclusion of your bet. So you're betting on some conference championship games this weekend, some NFL games this weekend. Go to brothrow.com. It's bet.brothrow.com/MPW to get registered, and you'll enjoy it. Also brought to you by Muddy Water Camo. Go to muddywateroutdoors.com, enter the promo code RebelGrove, and get 35% off any products from the site. Free shipping of $100 or more at muddywateroutdoors.com. At deadsoxy.com, they've extended their BOGO to through December the 1st, which is tomorrow, which is hard to believe. So go to deadsoxy.com. It's about buy one, get one free, but it's one transaction at a time. Just enter the promo code BOGO, B-O-G-O, and you get you can really load up your sock collection. Whatever you put in, bundles, individual socks, whatever, it's buy one, get another one free. Do multiple transactions, and you'll love that at deadsoxy.com. Best socks you'll ever put on your feet. It's the holiday season. A lot of parties, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff going around, too. You always want to feel your best if you can. So if you're going to be out and imbibing a little bit this time of year, you want to make sure you've got the Game Changer patches available to you. It's the only two-patch system available in the market to stop hangovers before they start. The all-natural ingredients will keep you in the game, ready for the next play. Go to GameChangerPatch.com and enter the promo code REBELGROVE20, REBELGROVE20. Get 20% off your purchase at Game Changer. Also brought to you by ACS, Automation and Control Systems, LLC. Our buddy Clay McNutt in Baldwin, Mississippi, established ACS in 2013. If you're in need of custom HMI and SCADA solutions or large horsepower VFD specialist, ACS has you covered. ACS can service and install Rockwell Automation, Allen Bradley, Siemens, ABB, Square D, and many other manufacturers. For more or to get in touch with ACS, go to acsllcms.com or call 662-601-4400. 4381.
Podcast also brought to you by Nick's Tan and Associates. It's nickstanoxford.com is the website. They sponsor my 321 football content item. We'll still have another one of those this week as well. You can click the link in the signature on the message board or in that content. Head there, get started on your next home here in the Oxford area, either buying or selling either side. I've used them multiple times. You should give them a shot as well. People you can trust here in Lafayette County. So again, that's nickstanoxford.com, 662-281-1200.
You're bringing hot takes in the chat today. You're just slinging them.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to move it.
like pancakes flying around. Hot take. Get a stack of hot takes.
I mean, people are with us every morning. We'll throw a few bones
out. Yeah, no, sure. Whatever. I don't have a problem with it. I'm just making sure people know this is Chase saying my
name. Well, that's a good point. We use the same username. Yeah. So I don't know.
I'm making sure people know.
But the guy at 2 o'clock today, he's like, who said that? I'm sure Neil said that.
Neil says Lane Kiffin's leaving for Miami this year and next year.
Yeah.
No.
It's not what I said.
He said it.
Okay, a couple different things here. Brian Kelly headed to LSU as the next coach. I know he gets dogged a lot. A couple credits here to Matt Mosconi. He got this right yesterday, two nights ago. Also, through a lot of noise and a lot of media being wrong, the salary is not crazy. 9.5, 10 years for Brian Kelly at LSU. It's basically the Mel Tucker contract, a 10-year deal. That can get him up to around 10 with bonuses added. And I think we're at this point where this is a definitive statement, because I don't see anybody else coming open that would reset more. I think we're at a point where the salaries went up, but I don't think we experienced a complete market reset. 9.5 is just kind of a progression. I think Mel Tucker probably, him getting that does give coaches on that mid-tier a chance at those big contracts. Mm-hmm. But when Kelly gets the 9.5 from LSU instead of the 12 or the 14 or 15 or something kind of seemingly outlandish, it says that, yeah, there's a cost of living bump, there's just an inflation bump, but there's not some stupid change where everybody goes, oh, God, everybody's making $25 million.
No, and there's more money going to coordinators now, to staff now. I mean, what I think you will eventually hear coming out of Arkansas with Sam Pittman is going to become more the norm, too, especially for coaches who feel like they're in a stable situation, who want to stay someplace for a long time and want to maintain. You better keep as much of your staff together as you can if they're winning. So I think you'll see that.
I tell you what's interesting about the contracts, I'll be curious to talk to Heath about this at some point, is that you see Mel Tucker's deal, his buyout, very, very low. Like, very low.
And leverage.
For him to leave. A lot of buyouts.
It's all leverage, right?
My point being, though, they're not formulaic to the amount of money they're making.
No.
And it's one of the things that is very interesting, is that they're getting a ton of money and they're not having to do anything crazy to leave. I mean, the coaches being on such a contractual leverage fascinating.
If you're Lane Kiffin, right, and you're sitting in a room with Keith Carter, and Keith Carter goes, okay, well, look, we want to give you $8 million a year. Awesome. Cool. But, hey, here's what we want. We want to make it a $15 million buyout. Hell no, I'm not signing that. Why would I sign that? I want it to be a $1 million buyout. And Keith goes, well, that's not enough. Well, I'm not signing something for $15 million. I'm not getting trapped. You know, and then someone goes, well, are you not happy? Well, no, but I don't want to get trapped.
Yeah. I guess my point is, it's a weird thing when one side goes all the way up and the other side doesn't increase at all. If anything, it decreases.
Yeah, no question, because you have leverage. If you want me to sign that deal that – tells people, hey, I love it here, it's awesome, and reset market value for future coaches and that kind of thing. In return, I want the freedom to be able to leave if I decide that I want to go elsewhere. I mean, I don't think that's – I think that's happening everywhere. Now, if I'm the school, that's when I go, okay, well, now look, we're going to put some stuff in here that if you do something idiotic off the field, we're not paying you a cent.
Yeah.
And if you crash the program, we're not paying you a cent. Oh, and by the way, we're doing this fundraiser thing, and you're going to be a part of it.
You're all in, bud.
You know how you like to go to Belize or wherever for a month? You're going to have to cut some of that short because you're on this swing, and you're going to hate it as much as we hate it, having to deal with the common rube. But, champ, you're coming. And so there's a lot of that stuff that's happening. And in return, I think coaches are going, but I want the freedom to be able to escape.
Brian Kelly clearly thought he was going to be able to talk to his team this morning prior to it getting out. I know another Scott Woodward search that gets bumped early in some way. Everybody kind of getting on him yesterday. And look, Brian Kelly does not appear to be a very good human being. I think that's a valid, easy, fair thing to say.
College football.
Yeah. But even in the standpoint of there's not even like the hiding or the PR behind him, he just comes off as an asshole. Point being, it felt like he actually was trying to do sort of the right thing and got caught here. And then
it was a real.
Now he ghosted. He left his assistants out to dry last night
on the recruiting trail.
He let them all find out in homes on social media.
That sucks.
That's not good.
Sucks.
Because if you're whatever, you're like,
Because the kid's sitting in there talking to the coach, and I don't know if you guys have ever been around teenagers. They don't put them down.
While the mama and daddy's talking to the coach, kids over here scrolling.
Hey, Coach Jackson. This says you guys just went to LSU. Some guy named Thamel. Pete Thamel. You know him?
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, Coach, you're
I got another one. Ross Dellinger. He says it too. What do you think?
Notre Dame Illustrated just said the same thing, by the way. $15 million? You got any NIL deals? I mean, the coach has got to be like, can you excuse me? I need to walk out for a moment. Yeah. I mean, you're done.
And then you call and you get no answer. Yeah, and it's like.
Yeah, and your phone, and you know, and now.
Your phone's blowing
your
up.
Your phone is with.
Literally taking off at this point.
Let's just make Coach Jackson's wife's name Kelly for the sake of it. Kelly has texted you 37 times. And the last one is call me. Is this true?
I don't know.
And you're like, what? Is what true? Call me. Oh, God.
Well, because Coach Jackson doesn't know, hey, am I going to Baton Rouge? Am I the interim coach here in South Bend? He has no idea where he's at tomorrow.
Whose ass do I need to kiss right now?
Yeah, right. I mean, because it's not even like Alex Grinch at Oklahoma where he knows no matter what, he's headed with Lincoln. And
Because
if Alex Grinch is in that meeting, everyone, he already knows. And two, he could just take the Oklahoma jacket off, have the SC, and go, well, let me tell you about L.A., son.
Yeah.
Let's do that right now.
Did you know about Reggie Bush?
Yeah. Manhattan Beach.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, but that's what happened. But look, Baton Rouge was nuts yesterday. I can give you a little inside from talking to some people down there.
Well, Chris Landry got it done. Brian Kelly reached out.
Hold on a second.
And Chris Landry.
Hold on a second. I got a call. Hey, Bill. Yeah, yeah. No, I can't come to Foxborough right now to work on the game plan. I'm doing a podcast right now. We've got like 7 people watching. But I can talk to you later. Yeah. Hey, are you interested in the Notre Dame job? Have you ever been to South Bend? It's a special place. No, you're going to stay. You'll talk about it later? Okay. All right. See you, Bill. Yep. Bye. So I was Bill Belichick.
Yeah. He tweeted yesterday that he and plenty of others told Brian Kelly how wonderful a place it is. And that made a big difference.
Big difference.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Woodward didn't know until late Saturday that Lincoln Riley had played him. Yeah. And he essentially panicked. Woodward, I think, was going to try to go all in on Mark Stoops at Kentucky. Woodward believes Mark Stoops is a terrific coach.
Okay.
Yeah, hard to argue. They're 9-3 at Kentucky, for God's sake. Been pretty consistent for a while. So it's my understanding that the people that matter at LSU, not the people that pretend to matter, but the people that actually matter, told Woodward, you can't do this. We raised $27 million of our money to get rid of this staff. To hire Mark Stoops? No. You're going to have to aim higher. Because my phone blew up with, hey, do you think Kiffin And I kept saying, guys, I've dug into this, and every time I dig into Lane Kiffin and LSU, I hit a brick wall. The same brick wall. The same exact brick wall. At some point, you got to go, hey, there's a wall. And by the end of the day, by the middle of the day, the Brian Kelly rumors were flying around, and I completely bought them. That's why when it happened, I wasn't particularly shocked that it happened. I mean, I was like, well, that makes sense given all that I know. There was a lot of pressure on Scott Woodward to get it done. He was losing public faith. It's one thing to botch a baseball search, because at the end of the day, it's baseball. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one thing to nail a women's basketball search. You know, he got Kim Mulkey, and everybody's like, yeah, it's great. But it's still women's basketball. 110,000 people don't come to baseball or women's basketball. Those sports, even if you're kicking that ass, are not funding the rest of your athletics department. Football's important, real important at LSU, and I know for a fact that someone at LSU in a high place who I've known for a long time told me, we learned the last 2 years that it is too expensive to suck.
You know, in some ways, Woodward kind of took his ball and went home for a day because we all know he likes the press. He likes the clippings. He wanted Jimbo. Jimbo's told him no God knows how many times at this point. And then when he thinks he has Lincoln Riley, and then he gets – not just doesn't get him, but he leaves for SC and plays him in the process. It almost like Scott
within
threw,
hours.
Yeah, I think Scott just threw the temper tantrum for a day and went, by God, I'm just ending this.
Well, he threw a little bit of one, but then that meeting happened. Yeah. And that meeting was, hey, dude, let's go. And Brian Kelly's a good, really good hire. And Brian Kelly's a big name hire. It's a headline hire. It's a splash hire. He wanted splash, and he got one.
He's won everywhere he's been.
Oh yeah, a lot.
I mean, we can discuss fit, but LSU's had three straight coaches win national titles that have all been insanely different. So hell, I don't know.
Their booster operation's about to be rolling.
Here's the thing that I'm fascinated by, and this is not saying Brian Kelly's not going to work. I have no clue. Is that you could not get two more different high-profile jobs than Notre Dame and LSU. The culture shock 180 of those two programs.
From touchdown Jesus to neck?
I mean,
have y'all heard the words to neck?
Yeah. I mean, there's a culture shock here that if Kelly does flame out and not work, I understand how it happened at least. I'm not saying it will. I'm just saying I get how that would happen.
When the first three words are suck that tiger.
Yeah.
And the last two words are words I can't repeat.
Yeah.
With a comma in between. Whew, it's not Notre Dame. And at Notre Dame, it's like those people actually do the whole, well, you know, this season wasn't so good, but I tell you what, they're a bunch of good young men. They don't care at LSU. Just win. Rapists, all right, we won.
Yeah, I mean, Brian Kelly spends a lot of time tweeting about graduation rates and
don't care.
This,
Can't spell? He's a rapist? What does he run? 4.38? Can he catch? He can? Done. Totally different culture. And maybe that is who Brian Kelly is. I mean, he did leave.
Yes, there are a lot of Catholics. That's correct, Grateful. You found the link.
That's true.
That is very true.
That's true. And, you know, Brian Kelly's the guy that left the kid up on the thing in a storm, and it killed him. I mean, this is a football coach, and he wins everywhere he ever goes. And so for the people that go, oh, he doesn't fit, he'll lose at LSU. I mean, my kind of reaction to that is, I want to bet. But think about this league. This league's about to get rough. I mean, that's why I feel like the lone guy in the storm that goes, good for Lincoln Riley. I get it 100%. I don't blame Lincoln Riley one bit. You see the contract that he got? Did you see that? $10 million. They're going to pay off both of his homes at $500,000
more. Is that
true? Yeah.
That was true.
Yeah, he has two homes. Why would you want two homes in Norman, by the way?
That didn't make sense. Is there like a lake or something? Where
my guess? I don't think so. Norman's just like flat.
Okay. I don't know.
My guess is there was one home that they used for like recruiting, entertainment, and stuff.
Yeah.
And then one home where they actually like lived and raised their kids.
They had like a bachelor house.
And maybe he's got a bachelor.
Like a TV show. I mean, like the TV show. You know, they don't actually live there. Like, yeah. Just like they have a staged property.
That's my guess.
Yeah, I wasn't actually discussing his private life.
I mean, I get it. I don't blame Lincoln Riley at all.
No. God, no.
I mean, you know, you're gonna be a multimillionaire
when you can recruit nationally with top 10 classes and have an easy schedule. What's not to like?
I know. And when people go, well, you know, the days past, come on, you're USC. If I say to somebody, name 10 national brands in college football, they are one of the 10.
It is.
Every time. You can't do it and not put USC in there. Not unless you're just
because, I mean,
biased.
They're in L.A. and they're the number one program on the West Coast, even though they've kind of been mediocre over the last how many ever years?
Tradition.
You still would say USC over Oregon.
I'd say USC over Oregon 10 times out of 10. And maybe that changes over the course of the next 10 years with Nike or whatnot. I don't know. But USC has a ton of money if it's motivated.
JMR said he thinks the second home is under construction, meaning he's building a home.
Okay, it was paid for now. Makes sense. That actually makes more sense. I'm embarrassed that I didn't think of that.
He's not had not sold his existing home.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about that. They're giving him $6 million to buy a house out there, which I understand because, well, for $6 million, well, he'll add more to it, dumbass.
Yeah, that's just on top. Like, that's the start.
So he's going to get a $9 million house for $3
million. Yeah.
And he gets, and this is a big deal to coaches. It's a big deal to the coach here.
This is true.
I think this is true.
Because this was the part that gave me pause that it wasn't true. Well, because it's such a big deal. Because that's a scary contract clause.
Yeah.
Because
you got to be like, okay.
Because you might be Jeff Vitter up in this bitch and like, right. It never goes down.
But I think this is true.
Go ahead.
24/7 access to the private
unlimited.
Plan. Unlimited. For you and your family.
That was the one where I went, if that's true, holy hell.
I saw it get put out.
And it tells you about coaches and covering coaches because the average person would go, oh, God, they bought his houses for $5 million. No, what the hell with that? Whatever. It's the plane where I went, oh, now that's interesting.
Hey, she wants to take the kids to Disney World.
Yeah, whatever.
Disneyland, you said? No, it's right down there. No, Disney World.
Yeah, Orlando.
Yeah, for a week. Need the plane at her disposal. She wants to go to New York, go shopping. And that's cute if you're winning. Really big.
If you're really winning, but they don't give
a They don't care. Take her. Here. Oh, you want the plane? Here. Take two planes.
Yeah.
But, man, you start losing to Cal.
Yeah, roll an 8-4 and see how they like you going to.
Arizona State comes into your place and beats you 37-21 to drop you to 6-4 for the season.
Yeah.
Suddenly people
not cute anymore when you go want to go to Montana hunting for the weekend.
Oh, by the way, I'm leaving after the game to go hunting in Montana. Hunting recruits? No, elk. Yeah, screw you. No, it's interesting. But I look at his deal and I go, I don't blame Lincoln Riley one bit. Not one bit.
No, his deal made the most sense in the world.
But here's what's interesting. If make this kind of full circle a little bit. If I'm Jeff Lebby, there's a part of me that wants to know, what did Lincoln Riley know that I should know? Because now Jeff's been in this league for a couple years. He knows all about this league, right? I mean, you go play you play Arkansas to a 52-51 game. You go to Knoxville and they're literally trying to kill you. And then a week later, it's come home for LSU and it's crazy. And you get this emotional win. And the next week you go into Auburn and they are ready for your ass. And you're not quite ready. It's just week after week after week after week. And he knows what this league is. And when Lincoln Riley privately tells people, Oklahoma's not ready. If I'm about to go over there and get invested in this, I'm like, what? Not ready how?
Yeah.
What's up? What was it that they weren't ready?
Yeah.
Because Lincoln Riley was leaving. He was either going to LSU or USC. And I think he was going to LSU until USC swept in and went, hey, we'll offer more money, an easier job, a better place to live. And look, California is insane right now. But if you have enough money, you can avoid a lot of the insanity. And if you have a plane where you can get the hell out of there whenever you want to.
Mm-hmm.
LSU, if you tell LSU, hey, I want use of a private plane so I can fly whenever I want to. No, you're coming to the meeting in Bogalusa.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to Ponchatoula. And then we're going to go over to wherever, Thibodeau.
Mm-hmm.
We got boosters to see. Do you like the duck hunt? Not really. Well, you're going to learn.
Yeah, you're a duck hunter now.
Yeah. I just think it's a different, culturally, that's a different deal. I don't blame Lincoln Riley one bit. The people that are like, He's scared. He's scared of that smoke. Man, shut up. That's genius on his part.
Yeah. Podcast brought to you by Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. Underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. They're getting local underwriting and understand your market. A leader in condo financing, the float down option, and more. You can find Jason at 662-234-2704 or JLOWA at communitymtg.com.
We're also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, Grenada Nissan's the place to go. Complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles, great lease deals as well. It's Grenada NissanUSA.com. Also brought to you by Pinpoint Commercial Real Estate, based out of Jackson. They service the entire state in all commercial asset classes, such as retail, office, industrial, and land. This week's property spotlight is on Paragon Center in Ridgeland, Mississippi. It's comprised of 150,000 square feet of office space located on Highland Colony Parkway, minutes away from Costco, Walk-On Sports, Bistro, I-55. It's experiencing substantial commercial growth. It's located alongside some of the most affluent neighborhoods in Mississippi. If you'd like to learn more about this opportunity to house your professional office, call Sam Cox and B.B. Mitchell at 601-586-3220. With Christmas now just weeks away, it's officially time to start planning for holiday gifting, and our friends at Blue Delta have the perfect gift for the season. Blue Delta has introduced their video gift cards. It's a gift card with a built-in video screen. It's easy. Simply head to BlueDeltaJeans.com, purchase a gift card. Blue Delta will help you record a personalized message and upload the video card for you. Supply chains are going to be an issue this Christmas, but these video gift cards are a surefire way to make sure the gifts get delivered. The guys at Blue Delta sent me one of these. It's a great concept. It's a great presentation. It's the perfect gift for a single person or a group of employees. That's BlueDeltaJeans.com to purchase, or shoot the guys a DM on social media, and they will get you taken care of. I'll brought to you by Lammons. Lammons Fine Jewelry, 1126 North Lamar Boulevard in Oxford. They've been serving the Oxford area for almost three quarters of a century. Engagement rings, wedding rings, fine jewelry, watches, pearls, fashion jewelry, children's jewelry, collectibles, and more. It's the gold standard in fine jewelry. LammonsFineJewelry.com or 662-234-2777. Podcast is also brought to you by Comer Heating and Air, Southern Air Conditioning and Heating. Different names, same great products and services. If you live in Oxford, Tupelo, or the surrounding area, call Comer at 662-801-1777. If you live in Hernando, Memphis, or the surrounding area, 662-429-4429. College Corner is your one-stop Rebel Shop. Two locations in the Jackson area. In Ridgeland, it's next to Fleet Feet. In Flowood, it's next to Half Shell. You can also go to collegecornerstore.com. Plus, you can find them on Facebook and Instagram. So whether you're tailgating in Oxford or home gating with friends and family, the College Corner has you covered for game day, the largest selection of Rebel gear in Central Mississippi.
Podcast also brought to you by Visit Oxford. Visit OxfordMS.com. Go to the events page, see everything going on this week and every week here locally in Lafayette County. Holly Jolly Holiday beginning December 1st. Remember, it's real ice this year, ice skating there at the Pavilion off University Avenue. The carriage rides are back, hot chocolates, food trucks, and plenty, plenty, plenty more. So take advantage of that. Again, December 1st to December 12th with Holly Jolly Holiday. We'll have more to you on that later on. Again, visit OxfordMS.com/e. Vince.
You know what's interesting is there's a lot of rumors about Ryan Day to the Bears. The Oklahoma job is open. The Ohio State job could open. Notre Dame is open. Luke Fickell is in a really interesting spot. He's got Cincinnati, no matter what you think of their schedule, no matter what you think of their deal. A year after an Access Bowl, they're headed for the playoff with one win. If they beat Houston on Saturday at home, they're going to the playoff. Agreed?
That's correct, yes. 100%.
He's going to take Cincinnati to the playoff. Cincinnati! And so at the end of that, if you're Notre Dame, do you wait on Luke Fickell? It's his dream job. Do you hire Marcus Freeman? He's going to be the interim coach. Highly thought of. Young name.
Kelly's been promoting him for a while.
Mm-hmm. Highly thought of. Or do you hire Luke Fickell?
I hire Luke Fickell.
Do you wait till, because he's not going to do it until after the games. And that his game is December the 30th.
I think Notre Dame is one of the few programs with, kind of back to the whole differences, with their organization, the way they recruit a little differently, even though nowhere near as successfully as LSU, I think it's one of the few programs that could sustain that. Do. Yeah.
And then you get the deal with Day, Ryan Day. Ohio State's going to play in the Rose Bowl, presumably. Mm-hmm. The Bears' regular season finale is
January something. I don't know.
Fourth. Let's call it the fourth for the sake of a number. If you're Ohio State, can you wait till January the 5th? And then what does that do to the coaching carousel? Like right now, if someone offers you a spot on the Ohio State staff, are you taking it? Not knowing what's going to happen with potential of Ryan Day going to the NFL? Do you buy any of the Kingsbury stuff about leaving the Cardinals and going back to the college game? There's so much out there that I'm like, man, this...
I don't know why Kingsbury would go to most of the places that are options right now. No. I mean, because if Venables really is the coach at Oklahoma, where the hell is Kingsbury going? Like, that makes no sense to me.
And as for Freeman, by the way, if Day left and Fickell went to Ohio State, Freeman would get the Cincinnati job if Notre Dame skipped him over.
Oh, sure.
A heartbeat.
Yeah, sure.
Immediately.
Yeah, that makes sense. Completely.
And then we're still kind of waiting on this deal at Miami. And last night, people were telling me they didn't think Mario Cristobal would take it. After all day long hearing that they would, that he would take it, which tells me that nobody knows and they're now guessing or flipping coins. Mm-hmm. But if you're Miami, if it's Cristobal or bust, do you even do it? Because firing Manny Diaz is a very unpopular decision among certain people there in Miami. Keeping him is a very unpopular decision among a lot of people, too.
Yeah, don't buy Kingsbury. When I first heard the Brian Kelly news last night, Fickell to Notre Dame just made all the sense in the world to me. Like I couldn't get my mind off that.
Well, he's always wanted two jobs.
Yeah, Ohio State, Notre Dame. I feel like they're set up for that. I feel like it's a similar style. That makes sense.
And then where's my guy Matt Campbell in all this?
Well, I mean, if you got down the list a little, he would be a really good fit at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I don't think he gets that job, but that.
The more I hear about him, the more I'm like, that's my guy.
You like him more.
Oh, my God. The more I hear about him, the more I'm like, that is my guy.
And I mean, you know that's coming from somebody who, I mean, the hated rivals coach and really likes him.
I know.
That means a lot.
I know. Because if you cut me open right now, I would bleed black and yellow.
Of course, yes.
I'm so excited about Saturday because we're going to kill Michigan. We're going to shock the freaking world. We're going to knock all things off. I might go live on a watch party.
Well, that's what's hilarious about this is Brian Kelly. And it's what – look, it's more been funny because it got all the highbrow East Coast media elites up in arms yesterday.
Dan.
Well, all of them. Like, I mean – a buddy sent me an art column from Wetzel this morning whining about what college football has become because of Brian Kelly. Like,
My God. What are they saying? Because the guys are making money?
But, I mean,
because the kids have leverage?
He's leaving a few days before they might make the playoff.
Oh,
can
stop.
You imagine?
They're not making the playoff. And if they do, Marcus Freeman will coach them.
What he said? I got it up. I'm told I have to read the whole article. Apparently, it's good. There's a bunch of stuff about Kelly, on and on and on and on. All the reasons why LSU might make sense for Kelly, blah, 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 blah.
Of course
blah,
LSU makes sense for Kelly. He wants to win a national title.
Loyalty is a rare thing anymore. Not for the coaches, but also not the schools. Coach O wouldn't have been fired so quickly a decade ago. Dan Mullen doesn't get bounced out of Florida after one bad year and some shaky recruiting rankings. Jimmy Lake wouldn't have been let go at Washington after just 13 games. Everything's next, 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 next. It's not even now.
Mm.
Certainly not when Brian Kelly, staring down another playoff appearance, flat out gives the winner he billed and figures he has a better chance somewhere else. And they used to get upset when the players set out bowl games. Days of innocence it was.
You know what, that last line, that is such the giveaway. When those guys go to dinner, they know that they're running out of the times to do it. Because here's the dirty little secret. The networks, the big conglomerates, Gannett and all that, deep down they look at sites like ours and the success that On3 is having, frankly, the success that The Athletic to a degree has had.
To a degree, yeah.
And they look at us and they're like, those guys have figured it out. We're behind. We're sending these riders to a bowl game for a week to do what? To write what? Who's reading it? And so those guys are writing about, you know, the good old days are over. Yeah, of course they're over. There was Andy Staples is one of the lead college football writers in the country. And Andy spends most of his game days at his home in Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
Putting up podcasts and things
just
of that nature.
Yeah, stuff.
Every once in a while they'll send him somewhere. Andy's more apt. If you tell me Andy is going to go on an assignment to Pitt, for example, more apt to go to Pitt on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Spend 2 days.
How'd they get here? Here's Kenny Pickett.
Here's what you're watching Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes out on Friday. It doesn't come out on Sunday. If it was one constant, it was the successful coaches at the biggest program stayed put, lording over fiefdoms until they lost their winning magic or were undone by age or scandal, Bear, Woody, Bo, Joe Pa, and so on. Those guys never left. They never even looked. Even 5 years ago, they didn't. That was a quaint era. This is something different, a relentless race to the perceived top where even the bluest of blue blood programs can get poached in the flash of a new contract, the time when schools have to hand over near tens of millions of dollars in extensions just to keep up-and-comers with only limited success. It's a sport where the churn of who's going where overshadows the actual games. Brian Kelly at LSU makes no sense, yet all the sense. Same column there from Wetzel.
Boy, he was in his feelings. Goodness gracious. I mean, if I told you 5 years ago that Ole Miss was about to sign a head coach for $8 million a year, you would have thought I was insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's changed. And as prices go up, when you pay for something, again, we'll do the car thing, right? If you go buy a Hyundai and it's got some problems, you're pissed. But you bought a Hyundai.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against the Hyundai people out there. If you like to advertise, you know how to reach us.
We just picked a brand. Yeah.
You could buy a Mercedes, and you drive that off the lot, and there's something clicking. You're going right back on. Wait a minute. Hold up. That's what's happening in the SEC. When you pay Mercedes prices, you want Mercedes. And in a league where everyone's driving a Mercedes, not everyone can finish first.
Mm-hmm. SEC West all has hundreds of millions of dollars of budgets, and somebody's finishing seventh.
So if I'm Lane Kiffin sitting in a negotiation room right now, no, I want this, 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 and this. Because I'm smart enough to know, or I damn well better be, I just went 10-2. I'm taking you to a New Year's Six Bowl. We're one loss away from Auburn, to Auburn probably, or to Alabama, either one, from playing for the whole damn thing. And I did that in year two. So, yeah, I want this, 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 and this, because I also know that if next season goes off badly and we slip, that all of a sudden you don't love me as much anymore.
Here's the thing, though. Sam Pittman does get it, because if Arkansas is going to put him in a position to keep making that kind of money or to move on to another job or just be perennially successful, he has to fix the issues they have. And mm-hmm. the only way to do that was to use some of the money for other things.
Yes.
He did not have the infrastructure in place to do right. what he felt needed to be done.
And Pittman is a guy who's in the different spot, where I think if you were to ask Sam Pittman, honestly, hey, what is it that you're hoping? He'd say, I want to coach here for 10 years and retire here. This is where I want to be.
Yeah, I'm good.
They had worked there before, and then when they went to Athens, I've talked to people who know his wife. His wife would say, yeah, when we retire, we're going to retire to Fayetteville. We really liked it there, blah, blah, blah. This isn't an Arkansas infomercial, but my point is that Sam Pittman doesn't really want to leave. He's not interested in that. So if that's the case, you can live on $4 million in Fayetteville as well as you can live on $5.5 million, right? So take that money, as much as this is difficult for me to even imagine, and disperse it amongst your staff so that you have more stability, you add more analysts, you do that where you can continue to maintain an 8-4 position. Because if you're a consistent 8-4, you will have the year that you break through. It's not if, it's when.
Okay, real quick. Okay.
Yeah, sure. I'm all in.
Dan Wolken. Not even last night's things, which is what everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
An hour ago.
There's more?
Okay, I'm trying to see if he had something before this that, and he's mad about all the stuff. But anyway, this isn't really an area the NCAA can legislate, but the schools are acting badly enough that Congress could very well end up taking measures in a larger college sports bill, including an antitrust exemption that
what?
He's at least hinting that there should be some way that colleges are restricted on when they can actually hire coaches and fire coaches.
Why in the ever-living hell, with all of the issues that we have going on in our country, do we want Congress to be fooling with college football coaching hires? In what this tells me, this is my point, Dan Wolkin is so phenomenally out of touch with the real world. He lives in the smallest of bubbles, has no clue what anything else is going on. You want why? No, it's free enterprise, man.
I'm trying to pull up the story, but yeah, that was the tweet this morning, or at least the inference that I got from. I mean, there the browser. Give me a second.
You're good.
While I'm pulling up that wonderful story from Dan Wolkin to run through exactly what the hell he's talking about, I'll tell you about another holiday menu item at Johnson Hill Creamery. Again, it's johnsonhillcreamery.com. We told you about the holiday cheese box yesterday. Again, all the cheese local to the Oxford area. They all use brown dairy farm milk, and the charcuterie board available for Christmas has two selections, a home place pasture salami, the Mississippi Shake Havarti style cheese with dill and peppercorn, the Snowbell, their Tome style brined and red wine, and the house made jalapeno honey jam and mixed nuts from Jocelyn's Sweet Things. That box is available starting with pickup next week. You can pre-order now. So a lot of those holiday items there, johnsonhillcreamery.com on the website.
If you want the latest on the Oklahoma site, just Oklahoma situation, just go to Soonerscoop.com and sign up. You'll be one of many that have signed up.
They had a good day.
Chase.
Did they?
When I tell you the number.
Okay. Now, they haven't had one since 99, so they deserved one. Okay, it's okay. It's all good. It's all.
Yeah. God.
You okay over there?
Man, I mean, I'm doing math in my head. I almost need a moment.
Okay.
Gotta calm down.
All right.
My heart rate sped up. Whew. Congratulations to them. They haven't even hired a coach yet. If you're them, you're like, oh, God, let this thing drag out for a week. Please, please, please let it drag out. Fans want coaching searches to end.
No, go.
Media's like, can it last two more weeks?
Yeah.
So we're watching about Pinnacle. It's mypinwealth.com, mypinnwealth.com. They provide detailed, specialized investment management, financial planning, retirement planning for individuals and businesses, and so much more. Investments treated like a commodity. Decisions are made using objective information and research, not emotions. So it's mypinwealth.com. I told you yesterday about John Edwards, Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. If you're planning a trip to the Caribbean, he knows where all the openings are, all the closings, all that stuff, what you need to do, vaccine related. If you're planning a trip, make sure that you go through someone professional who can help you make sure that you're planning a trip that instead of creating a nightmare is instead one that creates a lifetime of unique memories. 901-494-3387 or jedwards@regencytravel.net. Also brought to you by OPA. It's Oxford's newest restaurant on the historic square. Delicious menu featuring gyros, wraps, kebabs, redfish, lamb chops, and more. Handcrafted cocktails, frozen libations, an amazing candlelit patio, all at 306 South Lamar, just south of the square in Oxford. I'll have a mailbag up to you tomorrow. It's brought to you by Whitney McNutt, Tommy Morgan Incorporated Realtors, serving you for all your real estate needs in Oxford and Tupelo, condos, land, commercial, residential, family homes. 662-567-2573, 662-842-3844. Also brought to you by Service Specialist. If picks up on Thursday, we're picking all the games Thursday. I mean, all the games Friday and Saturday, all the championship games. Chase here will bitch about it, but it is what it is. It's what we do. We pick the games. We bring the picks.
Oh, I'm completely uninvested at this point. Put horse racing up there if you'd like. Well, I don't give a shit.
The contest is basically
over. Whatever.
We're battling for silver at this point. With offices in Ridgeland, Canton, Jackson, and Oxford, Service Specialists have been connecting candidates and employers since 1967 as the oldest staffing company in Mississippi. Whether you're a new college grad or a seasoned professional, whether you're in engineering, dentistry, accounting, law, manufacturing, human resources, or more, get in touch with Service Specialist. If you're a recent grad without much experience, contact them. They're always looking for candidates that have potential and want to learn and get their foot in the door with growth opportunities. Mississippi's a small state. Service Specialist always knows about jobs that never get advertised. Prospective employers looking for strong candidates should call too, because they always have names and resumes ready for your perusal. It's ServiceSpecialistLTD.com or 662-832-5138. I've got a couple more to get to a little bit later. I do want to ask you this real quick before we get back into the conversation. Today's Tuesday. If you still have if you have Thanksgiving leftovers still in your fridge, how long are they good for?
You're probably okay from that standpoint, but I would be so tired of them that I couldn't. I would no longer care.
How long is too long in your refrigerator for leftovers?
I'm bad about not eating a lot of leftovers. Usually a day or two, and I'm lack of interest. You are getting points of just being a little shaky, though, just from my own personal. I know things are good longer than most Americans give them credit for being good for, but at the same time, I'm probably good by now.
Laura and I are really different on this. Like, if it's, I guess because I grew up in a house where we just kept leftovers around.
Yeah.
And I didn't think about it then, but now I'm like, three boys, busy schedules. Hell yeah, you're dependent on leftovers, right? Because sometimes it's just not possible.
Oh, well, yeah, sure.
So for me, it's like, it's been there 5 days. It's okay. And Laura's like, 3 days, it's out.
It's kind of like smell test a little bit. Like, does it look okay? Yeah. All right. It's all good. So, all right. Dan Wilkin.
Yep.
All right. He talks about Lincoln Riley at the beginning, but I'm going to kind of skip that. That's not the point.
Okay.
He makes fun of the USC AD bloviating, but I mean, whatever. He's going to. He got Lincoln Riley out of Norman. For all the talk coming out of L.A., blah, 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 shifting the paradigm of the sport by hiring Riley, LSU pulling Brian Kelly out of Notre Dame, one upped it in a manner that is even more shocking for an industry whose alarm bells should now be fully blaring. Coaches change jobs all the time, and desperate schools do desperate things this time of year, but Kelly to leave Notre Dame high and dry when his team still has a chance to win a national championship is both something we've never really seen in college football and a Rubicon cross that takes the sport down a perilous path. How does any...
Oh, God.
This is the paragraph. Because no one freaking believes this but you, Dan. Everybody else has moved on from this joke of a paragraph. How does anyone continue to pretend that this is amateur sports when a multi-million-dollar coach leaves his players in the lurch while they could still end up playing for history? How does anyone take the sanctity of the college football playoff seriously when it means so little to Kelly that he hightails it out of town before he even knows whether his team gets in?
Sanctity?
Sanctity was the word used there.
Sanctity. Have you ever thought...
In other words, Kelly bailed on one of the six teams that still had a chance to win the national title. That's not just the action of a broken man. That's the product of a broken sport.
Have you ever once considered college athletics sanctity? Have you ever associated those two things? Sanctity? You want sanctity, Dan?
We're not going through the whole column. You can read it.
There's more?
ESPN or any other television network better think twice about spending billions of dollars on a television product where coaches would rather chase big contracts for themselves than helping the unpaid amateurs etch their names in the history books. If the potential participants don't care, why should anyone else?
That is mind-bogglingly stupid. That is from the scene in Waterboy where that
Kelly should now be a pariah in the profession. Never thought of the same way again.
Why?
He doesn't care about those players. Whatever respect he had earned for his stewardship for the program over the last dozen years has been flushed down the toilet.
He was there for a dozen years.
He should forever be known as little more than a snake and a mercenary.
I couldn't disagree with this any more vociferously. If you told Ole Miss fans today, hey, Lane Kiffin's going to stay for 12 years. He's going to take you to how many playoffs did Kelly take him to?
I don't know, like three or something.
Okay. He's going to take you to three playoffs. He's never going to get you in any trouble. He's going to make your program, well, except for the thing with the kid dying, which is kind of a, other than that, how was the play Mrs. Lincoln moment. But for the most part, your program's going to be pretty respected. You're going to be always super competitive, blah, blah, blah. You're going to put kids in the NFL. If in 12 years, Lane Kiffin goes, hey, you know what? I just got offered double my pay to go to, Ohio State. Is anyone going to go, he's a really crappy human being? No. Hey, man, good for you. Right? You're leaving the program better than you inherited it. the next guy's going to come in and build off of it. People are watching in record numbers, Dan. You're the only sport, Dan, the only sport. The only sport that even competes with the NFL. You're it. No one watches college basketball until March. They don't, Jace. They don't. I like college basketball, and no one watches till March. The truth is, no one watches the NBA until the playoffs start. And a lot of people watch the NBA because they love the post-game show with Chuck and Shaq and Ernie and Kenny. It's a great show. God, it's a great show. People watch that in the playoffs because there's nothing else on. No one watches baseball anymore, period. Locally, doesn't get national numbers. Doesn't register. If I tell you real quick, hey, tell me what's going on in free agency, can you?
Not even a clue.
Okay. 10 years ago, you could have.
Oh, well, yeah.
The reason for that is because football has gone from being king to super king. He couldn't be more wrong. People are watching. And the truth is, in the same way that the people keep up with the NFL, if you think about the NFL doesn't play until September. The season's over for the majority of the teams, basically on New Year's, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Yet, the NFL's year-long. Why? The draft? People turn on their television to watch 22-year-old guys in T-shirts and shorts run sprints.
Yes.
And do little shuttle drills. People watch that, man, on their television. For some people, a lot of people, and I'm not making fun, it's appointment viewing.
Mm-hmm.
People watch the draft. And then when the draft's over, the NFL takes a little mini break. Then they got mini camps. And then they have their open their free agency stuff that they do. It's year-round. This is college football's way of making it year-round. And yes, it's as big of a story. Matt Moscona led off his show on Saturday night. No matter what you think of Matt, he was exactly right. Okay? LSU had just rallied in the last minute to beat Texas A&M in a dramatic college football game. If you like college football, the sport,
mm-hmm.
LSU-Texas A&M was damn good entertainment.
It was fun, yeah.
I mean, I was sitting on my couch. Carson doesn't even watch much college football. He came down in there. We're into it, right? We're watching that game. It's good. It's great. It was fun. Flip from that to Oklahoma State. It was like, this is great.
Yeah.
This is awesome. I got done with that. I'm like, I can't take anymore. I flipped. We watched something else. My point is that Matt Moscona led his show with, hey, LSU just won a really fun game. And they did, no doubt. None of you are here to talk about that.
No.
You want to know about Lincoln Riley. Because Lincoln Riley just said, hey, I'm not taking the LSU job, which means holy. Yeah, no, no.
Yeah.
You and me started doing this post-game show because what do people want to talk about? Not, hey, Ole Miss just played Missouri, or Ole Miss just played Texas A&M, or Ole Miss just played Auburn, or Ole Miss just played New Mexico State. It was, is Matt Luke going to keep his job?
Yeah.
Tell me Matt Luke's not going to keep his job. The biggest shows we've ever had have been Kiffin-related.
Yeah, coaching search, though.
So for the Dan Wilkins to say that, what it tells me is that they are either A, completely out of touch, or B, absolutely terrified. When I tell you in a minute the numbers, and I just don't feel comfortable doing on this show, but the numbers that Sooner Scoop has added, what it tells me is that now, when there is something, who do people go to for information? They don't go to the Dan Wetzels and the Dan Wilkins of the world. And don't get me wrong, Pete Thamel's phenomenal at what he does.
That's true.
But they go to the local, they want local people who are kind of dialed into the program, who can relate to them, who can spend this amount of time, because we're 1 hour and 15 minutes into the show right now, talking about Ole Miss. They don't have that ability to do that the way they do it, because they go talk about all these other things.
Yeah.
And that's why they're going out of business.
A little bit of news here, mentioned what we said. Notre Dame. So Jack Swarbrick is in, I think, Dallas for the commissioner's meetings about the playoff. They think they're going to go to a 12-team playoff. Everybody knows that.
Yes.
He says that a decision has not been made on an interim head coach for Notre Dame, and adds that there's, quote, less of a need to have a designated interim than if they do name one, the person will not be a candidate for the permanent job.
Oh.
So a little bit about Marcus Freeman there. Now, there's a little semantics in that, because he could just not name an interim and Freeman be a candidate. But if Freeman is named the interim head coach, he is not a candidate for the permanent job.
Well, you know, when Lane Kiffin had the whole COVID thing early in the year, they didn't name a acting head coach that day.
Yeah.
And it was a total disaster. I mean, the disorganization on the sideline was just.
In a way, it almost kind of streamlined a little bit. There was like a certain.
It was fine.
Yeah. Like Holzer did some stuff, and they kind of just like.
That was fine.
Yeah.
They did what they always do. And it would be one thing if your head coach was the guy that ran one side of the ball.
Yeah, but.
But if you're, you know, the head coach.
So, anyway, just that. What else you got?
Someone paid Kyle. Max Scherzer. Yeah. Oh, I read Schwer.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, the Mets paid him $45 million per year on a 3-year deal.
Yeah. Yeah, he has a right now for he has a higher payroll than 3 major league teams right now. At this point,
no joke.
I mean, they'll fill in, I'm sure, but today he has a higher payroll.
Cubs are one of those teams, probably.
It was the Mariners prior to their move yesterday, and then a couple others that I don't remember.
Because the Mariners added Seager,
Ray, from the Blue Jays.
Oh, who signed Seager yesterday? Was that Texas?
I don't know. I didn't see that.
So MLB goes MLB, the lockout starts tomorrow night. Is that right? For some reason, it's one day this week.
Okay.
It's this week. The lockout starts this week. And nothing's going to happen. So a lot of teams are trying to get stuff done. Some teams, including the one that I'm remind myself, won the World Series in 2016. They won the World Series in 2016. And in 2016, if you had told me, hey, the next 5 years are going to suck, I'd have said, that's fine, give me the title.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm reminding myself of that. They're like, hey, we're going to wait and see what the market looks like after this new labor agreement, assuming there is one.
Yeah.
So that's coming.
Yeah, I got one more really interesting tweet. Pay your last couple bills, and I'll knock that out.
I'm looking forward. Yeah, we're brought to you by Alpha Specialties. 1670 Highway 80 in Pearl, Mississippi. They are your trailer-specific professional. If you want to haul it, they can call it at Alpha. It's the premium trailer dealership in Mississippi. They've got Load Trail. They've got Hallmark Cargo Trailers. They can work with third parties to have game day trailers, concession trailers built for you. You got a high school soccer team. You're thinking ahead the next high school football season. Whatever the case may be, they can help work with you. Spare tires and wheels, full selection of trailer parts and accessories. They can repair all types of trailers, concession, horse, utility, enclosed, gooseneck, RV, and more. 601-932-9798 or alphaofms.com. Also brought to you by The Rogue. Please make sure you check out the Rogue's college collection, the collegiate collection, if you're looking for Ole Miss gear. They've got some really good-looking stuff. If you've got a Mississippi State fan in your family, Alabama, LSU, whatever the case may be a perfect place to get that gifting done. And out of the way, 4450 I-55 North in Jackson or therogue.com. Don't just accept what you see, but imagine something new. Step forward and chase after a better version of yourself every day. Corinth Dental is helping people reinvent themselves one smile at a time. Dr. Bubba McQueen and Dr. Jenny Beth Hendrick are devoted to restoring and enhancing the natural beauty of your smile using conservative state-of-the-art procedures, including Invisalign. These clear aligners are the virtually invisible way to improve your smile. Call Corinth Dental today for a no-cost digital scan of your teeth. Let them show you the way to a straighter, healthier smile. 10 months, no interest, no down payment financing available at corinthdental.com.
So this one, maybe the most interesting. And Schwarber, I mean, good AD, obviously not speaking out of turn here, and this doesn't seem like any kind of whatever. There is a sense you get when you work with somebody for 12 years that there's a restlessness. There was Freudian slips along the way that grabbed my attention. It felt like someone opened to a new opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah, not at all. My point being, like, I don't think Schwarber was shocked in the slightest
that
there was something moving there.
You know, I'm going to guess that at some point those two men talked.
12 years.
Come on. He's done a really good job with the program. Look where they are today. They lost to Cincinnati. That's it. Unfortunately, for the irony of it, is the Notre Dame AD is the one that has to kind of put Cincinnati in this playoff because they beat them.
Mm-hmm.
We could have handled this. But come on. I mean, Brian Kelly probably at some point goes, hey, you know, if I ever get an opportunity to get the huge payday.
You got to get it.
I mean, Brian Kelly's going to go to LSU, spend, what, 4 seasons, 5 seasons, make, when it's all said and done, $60 million. is anyone really holding that against him other than Dan Wolkin because of the sanctity of some sport? And the kids at Notre Dame, hey, look, we fixed it. If you went to Notre Dame because of Brian Kelly, that's why you're there. You can leave. No penalty. You can leave.
Kelly told the team today it was about another opportunity and the right time for his family to take on another opportunity. Struck me how much it was similar to comments made by Lincoln. There's no sense it was motivated by a sense we just couldn't take the next step. That also from Swarbrick. And then Cole Kubelik mentioned 7 of the top 19 winningest programs in college football history have had a head coaching opening this year. Yeah. 7 of the top 19. So
when you offer someone potentially, they're already rich. I've never met a rich person who didn't want to get richer. And at some point, it's life-altering money. I mean, this money that he's 60 years old. I'm sure he's begun to think about his children and his grandchildren and stuff like that. I mean, I'm guessing.
College football playoff rankings will come out tonight. Most believe it to be Georgia, Michigan, Alabama for sure, 1, 2, 3. And then Cincinnati and Oklahoma are the interesting ones at 4 and 5.
Oklahoma
My
State.
Hunch said Cincinnati right now. Oklahoma State, if they win next week, is my guess there. Notre Dame currently sitting at 6. And there's a chance Ole Miss hops over Baylor, but Ole Miss pretty much set at 8 or 9 tonight in the rankings. Ohio State likely to fall to 7 is what people expect. So, anyway, just that. Be back with you tomorrow. There'll be plenty at rebelgrove.com because something will happen today. Who knows? We'll look into Dylan Gabriel a little more. We'll do anything that happens to come up with Jeff Lebby or anything else. So stay locked in there. We would appreciate it in our communities. Appreciate everybody in the stream today. Good crowd. Thanks to all you guys, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.